Did Brady give you a hug when he saw you today?
Yeah, all the guys gave me a hug. But, all the guys, all the teammates.
Nice to be back. I mean,
well, it's always good. It's always good to be here. You know what I'm saying? I love it here. It's what I want to be, so it's always good.
Was there any doubt in your mind that you would end up back here at some point?
I don't know, man. Them guys looking so good. Who knows? You know, all that stuff is based off what, you know, Coach Belichick and his staff feel they need to do for the team.
How much of a relief was it just to get the call, you know, whether it be from your agent or from Bill or anyone?
How much of a relief?
Yeah.
You would say?
Were you anticipating the call?
Yeah, period. I mean, across the board, whether it was here or, you know what I'm saying, I always had to weigh my options.
Sure.
You know, and that's what I'm going to do first and foremost. I'm going to weigh my options for my family and myself. You know, but to get the call, besides some of the other calls, I think this was more important here.
Did you get other calls? Were there other teams?
Yeah, there was a bunch of other teams.
So why'd you turn them down?
Just didn't suit me. You know, like I said, first and foremost, my family's first.
Sure.
You know, doing the things right by my family. And put myself in the right position.
Tion, were you still in the area here when they called?
A little in and out. The day they called, I was. You know, I was over Saturday for my man's Troy event, which was a great event, and I truly enjoyed it.
Tion, they never cleaned out your locker. You must have known something was up.
Yeah.
What's the ability
I didn't know.
Angel?
But no, I mean, I had heard it, and, you know, we spoke about those things, but... You know, you never know. You never know.
What were your impressions of the sort of up and down nature of the first two games for this team? Did you watch the games?
I watched the first game, didn't, and caught the second half of the second game. I think when you have kids and stuff, it's ain't too much free time. You know, I think my wife was most excited about the entire thing. Not saying she wanted to see me play, but at the same time, before I'm at home, I gotta do daddy. I'm daddy now. You know, there's no more football for me. But like I said, the guys did it, from what I was saying, they were doing a great job.
This offense is evolving a bit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see yourself either helping or fitting in now?
That always depends on the game plan and whatever the coaches have for me. I'm going to do whatever they ask of me, whether that be, you know, special teams, offense, defense, I'm going to do that. But as far as within the offense, that comes with the game plan.
Defense.
Yeah.
What might you do there?
Everything. Everything except the defensive line.
When you were released, what did they tell you? I mean, what was the rationale they gave you?
Well, I'm going to keep that between, you know, coach and myself. You know, it was very understanding. You know, I think overall, if you play this game long enough, I'm pretty sure every guy in this building will go through it. And I mean that, every guy. And that comes with times. But, you know, most of all, if you're a team player, the team is going to do what's best for the team. And, you know, me personally, I'm going to do what's best for Deion.
Deion,
how would you describe what you went through between then and now?
Family. Family time. I think it's a great thing. I want to be with the team and everything. But at the same time, I knew that I wasn't employed. So now it's all about doing what's best for my family and being there for my kids and my wife. And I truly enjoyed it. But at the same time, I want to be around the guys.
In the mid-30s now. Did you start to wonder? I mean, I know you're getting phone calls, but the end is closer than the beginning.
I never wondered, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm always, each and every offseason, I work hard. You know, I prepare myself well to go out and play a full season. The days I was off, I was still working out. You know, my agent was busy on the phone doing his job, and I was doing my job. It was just all about the right time and in the right place.
Strange circumstances, though, led to that release. You know, the last game, you don't play in it. You had a nice game the game before. Everybody just assumed he's got a spot.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't assume anything in this league. You know, this is the NFL, you can't assume anything. You know, like I said, if you be around long enough, and which I'm very thankful and blessed to be a part of that, you're going to go through some things where you get released, you get traded. Those things are going to happen.
Deion, do you see yourself finishing your career with the Patriots? Is that part of the deal of turning other teams down, knowing that the situation here is so good, and if it's not
here? Well, I think the first thing I do, I do see myself finishing my career, yeah. But as far as, you know, like I said, turning other teams down, that was just based off of my, that was a family decision, you know, and, you know, doing what was best for me.
DM, whether through injury or turnover or personnel, do you still like what you see with this offense or the potential of the offense?
Yes, ma'am. I love what Josh is doing, you know, how they're shuffling personnel around, the things that they're doing with the guys, you know, how they sit and put guys in certain positions to make plays. So my job is just to go out and do whatever he asks me.
A lot of catching up to do. I've been gone for just 18 days, but some new wrinkles.
Yeah, I got a couple new plays. You know, there's a couple new plays that, you know, it shouldn't take long. Take a day or so, I'll be all right.
Yes, sir. You know, going back to the day you were released, did you get a blind side here?
No. You know, it, like I said, you... Only thing you can do is just come in and do what you ask. You know, only thing I can do is take care of my business. I can't make those predictions. You know, the coaches and the guys upstairs have to do that. You know, only thing I can do is just go out and do my job, and whatever coach and the organization decision is, that's what happens.
Nothing like
prepare yourself to be cut.
No, you're prepare yourself to be cut, but just know that it can happen to anybody. You know, it can happen to anybody at any time. You know, nobody's safe in this business. You know, nobody's safe, and it is what it is.
Nothing like stepping back in against Baltimore, a team that probably wants to atone for last season.
Yeah, I know.
With that defense, too.
Exactly. I mean, those guys look great. They had a tough game last week. I'm pretty sure they'll be waiting on us to get there Sunday night. So it's going to be a tough game. I mean, we have our hands full.
Deion. Jumped in here a little late, sorry to ask you again, but can you just talk about the excitement about being back as a new member of the New England Patriots?
I mean, overall, I'm glad to be back and jumping right into the swing of things this week and getting prepared to play Baltimore.
Does it feel like you ever left for a couple weeks?
No, I mean, because of the guys that's in the locker room, man. I think the love that we have in this locker room amongst the organization is always there. Regardless, I think if I'd have been gone for 6 weeks, it would probably be the same way, you know.
Do you know the fact that your locker is still intact? Mm-hmm. Maybe they were interested in bringing you back?
Oh, no, you got to ask Coach that.
But, I mean, they didn't ask me to clean it out, right?
Nice charge in amongst us. I just think overall, you know, whether it was a sign for them to bring me back, that's up to Coach Belichick and the staff, you know. I just got to make sure I'm preparing myself to be called in, and once I'm there, I'm ready to go.
Now you say you've been working out, but there is a difference between working out on your own and playing.
It is.
How far behind you?